This is Story Quest. Today's story is Pink Lions Save the World. A huge rumble echoed around the world. In every street, in every country, you could hear it. It was the noisiest thing anyone had ever heard. It got louder and louder until the ground opened and out came a pride of lions. Pink lions. Tilly was 7 years old and was watching out of her bedroom window as the lions came out of the ground. She had so many questions. Had they been in the ground long? Why did they have these amazing pink coats? What were they going to do? But she had no time to think about answers because one of the lions saw her looking out the window and called up to her.
Hey, you there. Do you know where Tennis Road is? There's been a meteorite land there and we need to make sure everyone is okay.
Tilly was having trouble keeping up. Firstly, lions came out of the ground. Secondly, they were pink. And thirdly, they can speak. Tilly slowly opened her window. Tennis Road is about 5 minutes in that direction, she said, pointing towards the edge of the town. The lead lion looked up at her and said,
Sorry, we'll get lost, and this is too important to get wrong. You're going to have to climb on my back and direct me as we go.
Tilly had never been near a pink lion before and was pretty nervous. But there was a meteorite to collect and people to save. This wasn't going to be a usual Saturday. She climbed down from her window, jumped on the back of the lion, and they were on their way. When they arrived at Tennis Road, there was a huge commotion. People were all gathered around a big rock that had fallen from the sky. Tilly's friend Jamie was there.
It came down really quickly, and I think it's landed on Mr. Blatherbottom, he said.
Mr. Blatherbottom was a teacher at their school. He was quite a strict teacher, and he didn't have much of a sense of humour, which is a shame because he had the word bottom in his name.
We need to move the meteorite, said the main pink lion.
And with that, there was a lot of heaving and pushing until... There he was, flat as a pancake. Mr. Blatherbottom had been turned into a completely flat man by the meteorite, but he seemed to be okay. Jamie went up to him with Tilly.
Hi, we're in the class next door to yours at St. Cuthbert's Primary. Are you okay?
Mr. Blatherbottom blinked. And blinked again, and slowly started sucking in air.
He was inflating like a balloon.
Bit by bit, he started to look like a normal man again.
Well, that was annoying, said Mr. Blatherbottom. I'm going to have to do my shopping later. I might have a bit of a rest this morning instead. Thank you, Pink Lions, I'm very grateful. And then he just walked off.
Tilly looked at Jamie.
Jamie looked at Tilly. They both shrugged.
This really wasn't going to be a usual Saturday. Later that same day, Tilly and Jamie had gone to the park with the pink lions. Usually they'd just go on their own, but as we know, this wasn't a usual Saturday. Tilly was using the slide, but when she got to the bottom of it, it disappeared. Tilly looked at Jamie, Jamie looked at the lions, the pink lions just shrugged and looked at Tilly.
Well, I didn't do it, it's disappeared on its own, said Tilly. So far today, Tilly had seen the earth open, pink lions come out of a crater, a teacher had become completely flat under a meteorite, and then a slide had disappeared. This was getting a bit much.
Tilly wondered if this could all be a dream. She started to pinch herself, but it really hurt, so it was clear that she couldn't be dreaming. And then she heard a voice.
Sorry, everyone. Just lost control of one of my potions. The slide should reappear in any moment.
A man in a long hat with stars on it wearing some sort of cloak was standing in the park.
Hi there, I'm Tinker Winker, at your service. I'm a magician, mind reader, and potions expert.
This wasn't going to be a usual Saturday. Where did you come from? Asked Tilly.
Oh, I've been here all the time. Who do you think summoned the pink lions? Who do you think reinflated Mr. Blatherbottom? Who do you think made the slide disappear?
It was me.
I know what you're thinking, because I can read minds. And yes, I am real. And no, this isn't a dream.
Tilly was stunned. That really was exactly what she was thinking. She looked at Jamie, and Jamie looked at Tilly, and they both shrugged. And then it happened again, a huge rumble. The earth shook, people went dashing into their homes. Oh, this one is bad, said Tinkerwinker. But what one is bad? What was happening? The universe is shifting. The meteorite and the crumbling ground are all because Earth hasn't looked after itself. It has looked after itself so badly that it's beginning to be bad for the planets around it. And the universe is not happy about that. Tilly looked at Jamie. Jamie looked at Tilly. They were both scared. They really wished this could be a usual Saturday, but this was super unusual.
Follow me, said Tinkerwinker. He led Tilly, Jamie and the Pink Lions to a small cave filled with potions and wizards' hats. Towards the back of the cave was a big book filled with spells. I'm going to have to use the last spell ever written, said Tinkerwinker.
The earth was still shaking, and the sky was starting to get very dark.
Hold on tight, this spell is a biggie.
And with that, Tinkerwinker opened the spell book, and a big bright light shone out of it. Tilly, Jamie, and the Pink Lions covered their eyes, and there was a mighty roar. Thunderous noises filled the whole world. And then just a tiny voice saying,
Now make sure the earth looks after itself better.
Tilly opened her eyes. She was back home. She immediately felt disappointed. It must have been a dream after all. She looked across to see her friend Jamie.
Did that just happen? She asked,
knowing that her friend Jamie wouldn't know what she was talking about at all.
Yeah, it definitely did, said Jamie.
Tilly looked at Jamie. Jamie looked at Tilly, and they both said,
Pink Lions!
They'd both seen them. They'd both seen Mr. Blatherbottom as flat as a pancake. They had both seen the earth shaking. They went into the kitchen to talk to Tilly's parents about it, but they had no idea what they were talking about.
Have you been playing at stories again?
Asked Tilly's mum. But how would Tilly and Jamie explain Pink Lions, a flat teacher, and a wizard who made a slide disappear before he went on to save the earth? It all sounded a bit silly. Tilly looked at Jamie. Jamie looked at Tilly. Their parents might not understand, but they knew they had definitely not had a usual Saturday.
I think that Tinkerwinker might be the greatest character, and certainly the best named character that we've ever had on the StoryQuest character creator. Thank you so much to Tolu for that. What a brilliantly imaginative job.
See what you can come up with. Use our character creator over at funkidslive.com.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.